ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
अमृत वेला भाग्य बनाने की वेला है।
अमृत वेला इज द टाइम टू मेक अ फॉर्च्यून। दिस इज द ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक।
वेला तो सारे कल्प में होता है, सारे युगों में अमृत वेला होता है।
अमृत वेला इज देयर इन ऑल युगस, इन सत्ययुग ऑल्सो देयर इज अमृत वेला। Deities wake up in Amrit Vela, but they do not connect to God because they do not have the real knowledge about God. Deities are really brilliant, but they do not have the knowledge about God. Even they wake up early in the morning at Amrit Vela. They go for a stroll to the garden. But in Dwapar also, we wake up at Amrit Vela and we used to remember God. We also used to remember Shiv Baba and deities, but we did not have the attainments during that time in Dwapar Yuga. In Sangam Yuga, when we remember Baba, we have the attainments during Amrit Vela. In Avyakt Murli, Babdada mentioned that in the path of devotion, people used to remember God. But the current moment in Amrit Vela, Baba is remembering his children. How fortunate are we that real God is remembering us during this time. And God is remembering His children and giving powerful sakash to them. People are remembering God in the world. And they consider it as a big thing to remember God. But now, in Amrit Vela, God Himself is remembering us. So we are all real fortunate, and this is not available in any other yugas. It's only available during this period in Sangam Yuga. In Sangam Yuga, as soon as we open our eyes, just remember who is seeing us. Baba is waiting for us and Baba is seeing us. When we open our eyes, just see Baba and we say good morning Baba, namaste, and in whichever language whoever wants to say, we wish Baba. And in Sangam Yuga, directly we wish good morning to Baba. This is real fortune. Even sages, rishis, munis, they are meditating in the jungles and they are devoting in the path of devotion. They are doing pujas in the path of devotion, but they are not able to reach Baba. But now God Himself is directly in front of us and our good morning and our wishes is reaching God directly. We are not just wishing Him, but we are connecting with Him directly and we are hugging Him. In Lokik Father, when a child wishes a father, what will he do? He hugs him, he blesses him and keeps his hand on his head. But now, Shiv Baba is wishing us good morning. As soon as we open our eyes, who is remembering us? Who is keeping his hand and wishing and blessing us? Baba is wishing us directly. Real God is wishing us. Just remember, if we utilize this time, what will happen? Second thing, when we come to the class and go to the meditation room, and remember Baba, when we leave our bed and go to that place in our home where we remember Baba, most people have small meditation room in their home. Suppose if they do not have a small Baba's room, they can sit in the Baba gallery, and when they remember Baba in Amritvela and connect to Baba in Amritvela, then Baba will bless the child and give complete fortune to the child. Baba said, whatever you want, you can take as much as you want. This is the time when Baba is meeting us after 5,000 years. Just imagine, from Parandham, when he got the thought of building Swarg or paradise, whom did he see? Did he see scientists, or did he see the politics? Did he see the great elevated souls? No. His vision and drishti fell on we children, and through us, Baba is helping us build the paradise during Amritvela. And Baba is helping us establish paradise and making us the Lord of paradise. Baba is sustaining us in an elevated way. And how much he is loving us, so how much we should love him in return. Do we really love him and remember him in such a way? Just do we remember how much fortune we are getting? Even small children, if they get the small gift, how much happy will they be? If someone is sick, if we give an apple, how much happy that person will be? Half their illness goes away. And we children in Amritvela, when we remember Baba, when we meet Baba, and we take powers from Baba in Shantidham, when we take the power of purity and power, and Baba becomes so happy and gives complete powers to us, because this is the time of a blessing, and Baba is waiting for his children, especially during Amritvela, and he has kept this time only for children. After 5 o'clock, he has kept the time for the bug. 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, this is the time for us children. During this time, when we meet Baba and we just talk to Baba, chit-chat with Baba, Baba will fill all the powers inside and open the door of fortune. Baba becomes so happy and gives his pen to us and asks us to write our own fortune. Baba becomes so happy and gives all his inheritance and say that you are the ancestor souls and write the fortune of all the other souls of the world. And he has given so much responsibility in Amritvela. Only when we do Amritvela Yoga, only when we chit-chat with Baba during Amritvela, only when we sit close to Baba during Amritvela, Baba has complete faith in us. Baba is completely dedicated on us, and Baba feels that we are responsible children. Once Baba said in Sakar Murli, Baba hugs the children of serviceable children. Those who are serviceable, Baba hugs those children and keeps them in Baba's heart. Baba is completely dedicated to these children. So in bhakti, when we get the vision, we become very happy. Now we are not getting vision, we are directly Baba or God is meeting us. How much fortunate we are, how much lucky we are, just imagine. Does anyone have such fortune now? And that too, for how much birth are we getting this fortune? Baba is making the fortune for 84 births when we do Amritvela at this point of time. We are not just doing this to go to paradise or swarg, but we are accumulating the fortune for 21 births at this point of time. this scientist, IAS officer, if they want to achieve their goal, how much focus they will be doing in their studies. If they have to study for doctor, how much, 16 hours, 18 hours, they are continuously studying and just focusing only on that. Baba has given the inheritance of 21 births, and how much we should be remembering him at this point of time, and how much powerful our Amrit Vela should be. But actually what we are doing, we children, when something happens up and down, what do we say? We tell our roommates, I'm having this pain, that pain, I'm having headache, don't wake me up in the Amrit Vela. Baba is supreme surgeon. If we have body ache, headache, what do? We go to the doctor. If we have any illness, we go to hospital and call the doctor, meet him and take treatment. But he is the real supreme surgeon and he is our father. When we have the fever or any kind of illness, if we have pain in our legs or knees, and what do we say now? We say that, don't wake me up. This medicine is what Baba is giving us, the medicine during Amrit Vela, and we are not waking up in the morning. Imagine a doctor is taking rounds, and if the patient is sleeping, what happens? They say the relative, don't wake up the patient, and the doctor goes away. Similarly, Baba is helping us as a surgeon in Amrit Vela. Whatever happens, never miss Amrit Vela. Baba has said that even if you are sick, go and sit in the last in the classroom. Even if you are not able to sit down, you can just sleep and you can lie down and listen to Baba, and you will be able to get the drishti. So that's why whatever happens to the body, what should we be doing? Do not miss yoga. Do not miss Amrit Vela meditation at any cost. Whatever happens, if you are feeling tired, go take a walk, wash your face, come back and sit. If you are feeling drowsy, but come and sit in yoga. Now, if you feel drowsy and if you are dozing off, but later, after some time, your yoga will be powerful. But if you stop coming, then Baba won't be able to do anything. That's why don't miss Amrit Vela. This is the confluence age and Baba is giving us gift now. Imagine Baba is giving us gift and Baba is giving fortune to everyone and we are away from Baba. Baba was always close to us, but if we keep distance from him, what will happen? This is the song of Bhakti. Amrit Vela. This is a beautiful period. It's a powerful time. And we should sit in front of Baba and just talk to him. We will become energized from inside and our fortune will be open. That much power Amrit Vela is having. And our Amrit Vela should be powerful. Not just 21 births, but for 84 births, our fortune will be open. We don't have to beg in front of anyone, but Baba will give so much fortune inside that we'll be able to give the blessing to the whole world for the 84 births, and we'll be able to remove all the obstacles of the people of the world, because Baba is us. And God is us, God is with us. If we the children of God, if we are the friend of God, what did we do as a friend of God and children of God? Baba has said, make your own fortune and given all responsibilities. But what did we do? Baba has given all the responsibilities. But we have to check that, do I do so much yoga, connect to Baba? Am I giving so much? The ancestor souls that has left here, they have done Amrit Vela. Their Amrit Vela was really accurate. Our Didi had accurate Amrit Vela. Today is the last day of July. I have seen that Didi, she had knee ache and the pain was unbearable. I used to go and meet her at night and I used to take her BP. Her BP used to be high. I used to say that BP is high. I tell her, don't wake up in the morning in the Amritvela. Didi used to say, brother, I won't listen to you. Amritvela, what Baba will tell me, I will listen to that. And Didi used to come and sit in the history hall before me. Didi is having pain, but she never missed yoga. She comes for yoga regularly. So our ancestors and elders, they had so much of interest. I remember Dadi Prakashmani, she had so much pain, but whatever happens, she used to do Amritvela and never miss Amritvela. Because Amritvela, we get the power, we get the blessing, we get the pen to write our own fortune from Baba. All the Dadis who are the gems of eight gems, even Chandramani Dadi, not even one day she missed Amritvela. She used to come for Amritvela and to the stage and do yoga. Even Dadi Janki, she went to Haridwar and there was conference of saints there. Dadi did the inauguration and gave a wonderful speech and everyone were happy. And she stayed in Dehradun center with Prem Didi. And at night she fell down and her eight ribs got broken. And she was brought to Ahmedabad and did the checking from there. And then 9 o'clock doctor did the plaster and treatment was done. Doctor said surgery can't be done. And Dadi asked, what did the doctor say? Doctor said, her eight ribs are broken. And we can't do the surgery, we can't do the plaster there, we can just do the bandage. Dadi, doctor said to do rest. So Dadi said, we can't do anything, take me to Shantivan now. Dadi said, take me to Shantivan immediately. And we said that doctor left, it's 9 o'clock, we can't go without his permission. We have to get the discharge slip. Dadi said, call the doctor and say that I am leaving. And if Dadi says, if I don't do, what will happen? I called the doctor and doctor gave the discharge form and then we came here. Dadi came here and Dadi slept. At 3:30 a.m. in the morning, Dadi is telling Hansa Ben, wake up. She never missed Amritvela. How much ever pain she had, that's why this is the importance of Amritvela. It's huge. Baba is giving so much of blessing at that point and Baba is giving blessing to each and every soul. Baba, whoever child is coming to him in Amritvela, he's filling with all the blessing and fortune. This is the time to make fortune. This is the time to gain power inside and everyone knows that. Even after knowing that, if you are not going to Baba in Amritvela and meeting him during Amritvela, what will happen to us? Just remember. That's why whatever happens, whatever difficulty we are facing, never miss Amritvela. Our Dadi, Prakashmani Dadi, in Pandav Bhavan, in Saturday and Sunday, there used to be continuous yoga. Dadi used to do continuous seva and used to run here and there. She came at 11 p.m. and in the morning, 2 a.m., she used to come in the bhati and sit. She has given so much importance for Amritvela, even Jagdish Bhai, he was sick and he was admitted in the hospital and I was with him. I was with him. And he was doing yoga at 2 o'clock in the morning. He was sick completely, but still he was doing yoga and never missed Amritvela. This giver, bestower of fortune, is helping us during Amritvela. Whatever is happening to the body, it is a karmic account. It is getting completed. The big doctors say right now, doctors tell us now that BKS is difficult to give the treatment. Even dadis and elders, elder sisters, they smile to us and they ask, Doctor ji, how are you? We go to patient and ask how they are and they give the list of their problems. But normal patients, they say that I had fever today, I had these and these problems. They give the list when as soon as they see the doctor. And it will be easier for us to give the treatment. But when we go to dadi, they smile and they ask Doctor ji, how are you? And we ask dadi, how are you? Dadi smile and say, I am completely all right. Dadi's face is filled with divinity. How will we assume that dadi is having pain and dadi is having so much of difficulty? It should be evident from the face, right? But it is not there on the face. How will we assume? So it's difficult for us to treat. So she smiles and then she says that I'm completely all right. How should I give the treatment to them? So that's how. So we should also be like dadis. In whichever situation we are in, whatever happens to our body, we should get the power from Baba and blessing from Baba during Amritvela. This is the time to make the fortune. We do not get such a time in the whole Kalpa. In the whole Kalpa, we have been remembering Baba, searching for God in the caves, in the forest, everywhere. Now we have got God, but we give excuse that I have pain, I have this, I have that. I am giving all sorts of excuses, and God has come to us directly to remove all our pain. He is also supreme surgeon. He is also bestower. When a drishti fell on us, falls on us, come, everything will change. Even for 84 births, we will become healthy. So for such a Baba, how much we should be remembering. But do we remember Baba in such a way? And how much lovingly we should be remembering him. He has come from far, far place of Parantham. We are giving, Baba is giving Sakash. We are close to Baba now. If world comes to know that Baba has come, the whole world will come running. They have not understood. That's why they are not come here. And we are all lucky. That's why we have understood Baba. And we have connected to Baba in the form of friend. And we have built relationship with Baba. We have done all this. But what did we take from him? What did we do after surrendering? We have given everything, our mind, body and wealth to Baba. But what did we do after doing all these things? We have made our mind pure. We should make our mind so pure and get all the powers from Baba. We should make ourselves so light that when other people come to us, their problems should be solved immediately. Whenever a person comes in front of dadis, their problems will automatically get solved. They feel the peace in dadi. Do you remember? Does it happen or not? Do you have that experience? When Baba became avyakt, dadis took the responsibility and has expanded the yajna so much. Now dadi is avyakt. Now it's our responsibility to keep the yagya forward, move, help the yagya move forward. What? How will it happen? Dadi used to say, it's difficult to forget Baba, and I need not remember Baba. So similarly, we Brahmins also should have that experience that it should be difficult to remember Baba, forget Baba, and we should always be remembering Baba. This is our luck that Baba is with us. We are getting Baba as a friend. We have got Baba in bhakti or devotion. How much have we searched for God? God has come now, so at this point we have to make our own fortune, not only the fortune of us, but also the fortune of the whole world. We can also make the fortune of the five elements of the nature, and we can give the peace and happiness to the nature also. Nature is also crying, and nature is upset. We can also give the peace to the nature after getting the power from Baba. We can give it to nature also. So Amrit Vela is the time to make fortune. Amrit is nectar. There's nothing like nectar in the world. Even if we do not get prasad, there is great importance for nectar or Amrit. When we go to the temple, we get the charanamrit or amrit or nectar. When Baba has come now, Baba has given the nectar now. We have only some time now. There's so much of transformation that's happening in the yajna and in the whole world. We are becoming the detached observer and seeing everything now. Transformation is happening. This is the time that we have got, and this time is the time that we have to do yoga, intense meditation. We do not want anything from Brahman family, nor we do not want anything from the yajna. Just remember God. God has become mine now. What else do we need now? God Himself is ours. Just remember how much great fortune that person will be having. So this is the time when we can make God our own. This is the time. So don't wait. Our fortune is so elevated. And those who are surrendered, in those who are staying in the family, they are so close to the Baba. Even after staying in the family, they are staying in the family, and they are also solving the problem of their family and the society also. The surrenders, what problems do we have? How much fortunate we are as surrenders. So if we have to make a fortune, take the blessing from Baba in Amrit Vela and make our fortune. So for 21 years we need not cry. So much of power, blessings we should take during Amrit Vela. We have a wonderful fortune. We were away from Baba. We were angry with Baba in the path of devotion. But now Baba has come and Baba is with us. This is the time when we can take all the fortune from Baba. We have only some time left now. Now I'm ending. I'll tell one thing. This is the time of when end is coming near. Never, never, never miss Amrit Vela at any cost. Om Shanti.
कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा कभी सोचा नहीं था देख संगम का आनंद, हर गम चला गया, मिला मीठा परिवार, ये एहसास हो चला। देख संगम का आनंद, हर गम चला गया, मिला मीठा परिवार, ये एहसास हो चला। उजड़े जहाँ चमन में फिर से फूल खिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा, स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था। संसार जिसको ढूंढे मेरे साथ वो है रहता, हम उनको याद करते वो हमको याद करता, हम संसार जिसको ढूंढे मेरे साथ वो है रहता, हम उनको याद करते वो हमको याद करता, तरसते नन जिसको वो रोज दिखेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था भगवान मिलेगा, स्वर्ग से भी सुंदर संसार मिलेगा, कभी सोचा नहीं था।